Hello, it's Sylvia Hartley again, and this little monologue is called I Think I Understand Why. I think I understand why so many folks are twizzled up these days. I've been watching. I started last Saturday when we went out for what our Nigel called a family meal, as it was his birthday. 52 makes me feel old. Do you know, I were out looking forward to it. I hadn't seen Shane since he went to college, and last time I saw Martha were a couple of months back. I was right interested to see what they were up to. Well, stuff they can tell you about, anyhow. There were going to be six of us. Me, Nigel and Louisa, Shane and Martha, and Louisa's sister Avril, who's been having a difficult time. I got me glad rags on, me best navy blue dress, matching handbag and me pearl earrings. Although I say it myself, I didn't look bad. I ordered a taxi to a restaurant and I kept thinking that a night out were better than sitting at home on my own. Yes, well, I were there first, so this nice waiter sat me in the bar with a small sherry. Family, do we? Asked. I nodded. We got sat round table, deciding what we were having, and I'm chatting away. Happy birthday, love! Careful not to mention out about his birth. Are you enjoying uni? You have grown up. Is that a beard? My goodness. Nothing about exams or girls. You never know these days. Now, Martha, is still doing judo? No comment about the skimpy top. Hello, Avril. Nice to see you, love. Careful not to mention any trouble. Oh, Louisa, that's a pretty top. Any weighty matters were not discussed. I couldn't fault myself. So what was the problem? Every one of them were glued to them oblong bits of plastic that want shoving in bin. Or at least when you're having a family catch-up. Huffing and puffing, checking in, texting, googling. Nobody were talking. Well, I tell a lie, Martha were whispering to someone on her phone while keeping an eye on her mum. She were laughing. Then suddenly her face changed and she were banging away. Either that much pinging and glaring, I stuck my nose into my starter and I ate. Then I tucked into my main, that sure nice. I don't know how they were managing to eat out. There were occasional outbursts when bits went wrong. Our Shane was swearing under his breath at one point, and Avril were crying. Facebook, mouthed Louisa. I didn't ask. Nigel were flicking through something and muttering. I'm glad it were fine this morning. Here, I went to have my eyes tested. Nothing. I knocked my pantry wall down this morning after breakfast. Note. I got up and went to the little girl's room. I saw Mr. Morton, Eric, who used to have Chippy down Arnold Street, having a crafty fag outside. He waved. I opened the door. Are you having fun, love? He asked. And I just looked at him. I'm going to get a taxi home. Aye, me too, he said. These family dues are a bit too exciting, aren't they? All that chat, too much for us. I'll get lad at bar to ring for one. You're nearly round corner from me. Can we share and split costs? That's if you don't mind. Thanks for inviting me, love, but I'm going to go now. Nice for you to get out and have a bit of fun, Mum. Bye. See you soon. Ta-ra. I don't think Louisa and Avril noticed I'd gone. I gave Nigel a bit towards cost as I went. Do you know, he said, our Shane aunt said a word to me all evening, and I paid his train fare from Preston. Kids, eh? Kids, eh? Said Mr. Morton as we sat in taxi. Come on, lass, let's go and have a nightcap in Malt Shovel.